Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Discussion underway in Rajya Sabha on Women's Reservation Bill. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar forms all-women panel of 13 vice chairpersons in Upper House for today to chair the historic moment. ISRO prepares to revive Chandrayaan 3's lander and rover on the moon from sleep during lunar sunrise. Health Ministry reduces qualifying percentile for NEET PG counselling to zero across all categories this year. Kerala government to hold zero surveillance study on recurrence of Nipah virus in Kozhikode. Government comes out with new set of national awards in the field of science, technology and innovation to be known as Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar. And at the Asian Games, India qualify for semi-finals in the women's cricket after rain washes out quarter-final match with Malaysia at Hangzhou in China. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Women's Reservation Bill for consideration and passing. The Lok Sabha yesterday gave its nod to the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill seeking to provide one-third reservation of the total number of seats for women in lower house and state legislative assemblies. The bill was passed after division of vote in which 454 MPs voted in favour of the bill while 2 MPs against it. The bill is also called Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill in the upper house today. Mr. Meghwal said 33% reservation for women belonging to SCs and STs will also be provided within the existing quota, and for the census and delimitation are essential.
334A ये न्यू आर्टिकल होंगे संविधान में जिसके माध्यम से लोकसभा और देश की सभी विधानसभाओं में एक तिहाई सीटें नारी शक्ति के लिए आरक्षित की जाएगी. ये बहुत बड़ा कदम है. ये रिजर्वेशन हॉरिजॉन्टल भी है और वर्टिकल भी है. इसमें एससी एसटी की महिलाओं को भी रिजर्वेशन है, इसलिए सेंसस आवश्यक है और डीलिमिटेशन आवश्यक है. तो जैसे ये बिल पास होगा, सेंसस होगा, डीलिमिटेशन होगा, वो क्वेसी जुडिशियल एक प्रक्रिया है और ये व्यवस्था में आरक्षण न्यायोचित और पारदर्शितापूर्ण प्रणाली के लिए डीलिमिटेशन का विषय आता है.
बीजेपी लीडर जेपी नड्डा एक्सप्रेस कॉन्फिडेंस दैट द नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम विल पास इन द राज्यसभा यूनानिमसली.
पक्के तरीके से महिलाओं का सशक्तिकरण किया जा रहा है. हम पहली पार्टी हैं और अकेली पार्टी हैं जो संवैधानिक तौर पर 33% आरक्षण महिलाओं को देते हैं हर समिति में. मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में फर्स्ट फॉरेन मिनिस्टर मैडम सुषमा स्वराज, फर्स्ट फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारमन, फर्स्ट डिफेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारमन और फर्स्ट वुमेन मेंबर इन द कैबिनेट कमेटी ऑन सिक्योरिटी, इसमें भी फर्स्ट वुमेन. प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किस तरीके से महिलाओं का सशक्तिकरण किया है, यह बात हमारे सामने में आती है.
सपोर्टिंग द बिल कांग्रेस लीडर रंजीत रंजन सेड दैट द वुमेन रिप्रेजेंटेशन इन पार्लियामेंट शुड गो अप.
सबसे पहले मैं महिला रिजर्वेशन बिल का स्वागत करती हूं. मैं भी महिला हूं और चाहते हैं हम लोग कि महिलाओं की जो भागीदारी है वो सदन में बढ़े, राजनीतिक परिवेश में बढ़े, लोगों के प्रतिनिधित्व करने में बढ़े. महिलाओं के समानता के अधिकार के लिए चाहे राज्यसभा हो चाहे लोकसभा हो, हम सब महिलाओं को एकजुट होकर अपने सम्मान और अधिकार के लिए एक होना पड़ेगा. ऐतिहासिक दिन है महिलाओं के लिए, इसलिए मैं इस बिल का समर्थन करती हूं.
Dola Sen of Trinamool Congress, Dr. Kanimori Somu of the DMK and Sandeep Kumar Pathak of the AAP party also participated in the discussion. The discussion on the bill is underway. Meanwhile, in a historic move, the Rajya Sabha chairman Jagdeep Dhankar constituted an all-women panel of vice chairpersons in Rajya Sabha in view of the Women's Reservation Bill. The panel comprises 13 women Rajya Sabha members only for today, as the Rajya Sabha is discussing the Women's Reservation Bill, which is called as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam 2023. The panel includes P.T. Usha, Jaya Bachchan, Saroj Pandey, Dola Sen, Sulata Dev and Dr. Fauzia Khan. The chairman emphasized that the presence on the chair will send a powerful message to the world at large, and it would symbolize that they held a commanding position during this epochal moment of change. Earlier, speaking to Lok Sabha when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill in the lower house will instill new energy and confidence in the women community. Mr. Modi thanked all the parties for their support to ensure the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill.
कल भारत की संसदीय यात्रा का एक स्वर्णिम पल था और उस स्वर्णिम पल के हकदार इस सदन के सभी सदस्य सभी दल के सदस्य सभी दल के नेता भी सदन में हो या सदन के बाहर हो वे भी उतने ही हकदार और इसलिए मैं आज आपके माध्यम से इस बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय में और देश की मातृशक्ति में नई ऊर्जा भरने में ये कल का निर्णय और आज राज्यसभा के बाद जब हम अंतिम पड़ाव भी पूरा कर लेंगे देश की मातृशक्ति का जो मिजाज बदलेगा जो विश्वास पैदा होगा वो देश को नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जाने वाली एक अकल्पनीय अप्रतिम शक्ति के रूप में उभरेगा.
The Lok Sabha today took up a discussion on the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission and other achievements of the nation in the space sector. Initiating the discussion, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said, "The success of Chandrayaan 3 is a big achievement for India." He said India has also become the first country to reach the southern pole of the moon. Mr. Singh said most of the developed countries of the world are still continuing their efforts towards reaching the moon.
सभी लोगों के लिए गौरव का विषय है जो अपने राष्ट्र और राष्ट्र की उपलब्धियों पर गर्व करते हैं. सबसे पहले मैं इसरो के साइंटिस्ट और ब्रॉडर इंडियन साइंटिफिक कम्युनिटी को इस सफलता के लिए हृदय से बधाई देता हूं. यह हमारे इसरो के वैज्ञानिकों की बौद्धिक क्षमता उनकी लगन और राष्ट्र के विकास के प्रति उनके समर्पण का ही यह प्रतिफल है. अध्यक्ष महोदय ऐसा मैं मानता हूं कि हमारा राष्ट्र आज विज्ञान की दुनिया में अग्रणी राष्ट्रों की पंक्ति में आकर खड़ा हो गया. आज केवल मुझे ही नहीं बल्कि सरकार को ही नहीं बल्कि सदन को ही नहीं बल्कि पूरे राष्ट्र को अपने देश के वैज्ञानिकों पर गौरव की अनुभूति हो रही है.
Participating in the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor recalled the contribution of former Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru, renowned Indian scientists Vikram Sarabhai and Satish Dhawan in the field of space science. He said Indian space research is the only program which primarily focuses on developmental aspects, weather forecasting and communication. A. Raja of the DMK congratulated the entire scientific team involved in Chandrayaan 3 mission. Professor Saugata Roy of the Trinamool Congress said, Chandrayaan 3 success is not the result of one individual, but it is the result of efforts made by several scientists during the past decades. Discussion is underway. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is preparing to revive Chandrayaan 3's lander and rover on the moon from sleep during lunar sunrise. It is set to establish contact with Chandrayaan 3's lander and rover, which were put on sleep mode after 14 days when the sun set on the moon. When the lunar day breaks on the moon tomorrow, the solar panels on lander Vikram and rover Pragyan will charge their batteries. The focus is on the Shiv Shakti point on the moon, where the two payloads are asleep right now near the south pole of the moon. When the new dawn breaks on the moon, ISRO ground stations will try to revive the modules and onboard scientific instruments after the optimum sun sign is available. This is possible if the onboard electronics withstood the extremely cold night time temperatures on the moon that drops below minus 200 degrees Celsius. In its previous stint of 14 days in August, the lander and the rover had transmitted crucial scientific data and observations to the ground stations. It confirmed the presence of sulfur and other minerals. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Indian Expo Center and Mart in Greater Noida today. The trade show will conclude on the 25th of this month. Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. Over 2,000 exhibitors will showcase their products across a wide spectrum of sectors, including automobiles, handicrafts, healthcare, food processing, pharmaceuticals, dairy, electronics and e-commerce. More than 5 lakh visitors, including international attendees, are expected to attend the trade show. The 4th G20 Infrastructure Working Group meeting under India's presidency began at Khajuraho in Madhya Pradesh today. Over 50 delegates are participating in this two-day meeting. A yoga session was held this morning for the delegates of various countries. The delegates are discussing various aspects of infrastructure investments, including developing infrastructure as an asset class, promoting quality urban infrastructure, and infratech. The meeting has been hosted and chaired by the Ministry of Finance, with Australia and Brazil as the co-chairs. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has reduced the cut-off percentile for postgraduate courses, including medical and dental, for NEET PG counselling this year. Now, the qualifying percentile has been reduced to zero across all categories. The announcement was made in a notification issued yesterday by the Medical Counselling Committee. All candidates who appeared for the NEET PG 2023 exam will now qualify to participate in the postgraduate medical counselling rounds. Medical aspirants can check out the official notice on the official website mcc.nic.in. The committee announced that the cut-off has been reduced to zero from 291 out of a total of 800 marks for the general category and 257 for the reserve category. In Kerala, no new positive cases of Nipah virus were reported in Kozhikode district for the fourth day. State Health Minister Veena George said the state government will hold a zero surveillance study to find out the reason for the recurrence of Nipah virus in Kozhikode. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, the minister said the Indian Council for Medical Research has allowed the state to conduct true net tests for the diagnosis of Nipah virus. She said the test can be held in hospitals with level 2 biosafety facilities and positive cases can be referred to the virology labs in Thiruvananthapuram and Kozhikode for further confirmation. The government has instituted a new set of national awards in the field of science, technology and innovation known as Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar today. This award is meant to recognize the notable and inspiring contribution made by the scientists, technologists and innovators in various fields of science, technology and technology-led innovation. The award is in four categories which include Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva Shanti Sarup Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. The award shall be one of the highest recognitions in this field in India and will have the status at par with other national awards. The nominations for these awards will be invited every year on 14th of January till the 20th of February, the National Science Day. These awards will be announced on 11th of May on the National Technology Day and the award ceremony will be held on 23rd of August on the National Space Day every year. In Tamil Nadu, the Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over interior parts of the state today and tomorrow. The Vellore District Administration declared holiday for schools from the 1st to the 5th standard today due to heavy rainfall. US and Asian markets remain under pressure after Federal Reserve hinted at keeping interest rates higher for a long time. The key domestic share indices were trading in the red in the afternoon trade. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange was down more than 600 points to trade at below 66,200. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also fell more than 160 points to trade at below 19,800 a short while ago. At the Asian Games, Indian athletes are in action in several sports disciplines at Hangzhou in China today, including football. In the women's cricket, India reached the semi-finals after the quarter-final match against Malaysia was called off due to rain. Smriti Mandhana led Team India entered the last four by virtue of better rankings over their opponent, Malaysia. In football, Indian men's team will take on Bangladesh in the second group stage match at Hangzhou in China today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India lost to host China 1-5 in the first group match on Tuesday. The Indian women's team will kick off the campaign at the tournament against Chinese Taipei with a group stage match. The match will start at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Though the 19th edition of the Asian Games is set to officially kick off from Saturday, some events have already begun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Discussion underway in Rajya Sabha on the Women's Reservation Bill. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar forms all-women panel of 13 vice chairpersons in the upper house for today to chair the historic moment. ISRO prepares to revive Chandrayaan 3's lander and rover on the moon from sleep during lunar sunrise. Health Ministry reduces qualifying percentile for NEET PG counselling to zero across all categories this year. Kerala government to hold zero surveillance study on recurrence of Nipah virus in Kozhikode. Government comes out with new set of national awards in the field of science, technology and innovation to be known as the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar. And at the Asian Games, India qualify for the semi-finals of the women's cricket after rain washes out quarter-final match with Malaysia at Hangzhou in China. And with that, we end the midday news.